Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is Green Ideas, and you are listening to the Green Ideas Radio Show. I think I'm on live. I cannot see everything on my board here, but we're going to try to operate this show this morning. We've been having technical difficulties, and now what I'm going to try to do is bring on my co-host. Hopefully this works. I'm flying blindly here. Good morning. I think, Aaron, hang on if you're listening out there, Aaron. I believe you're going to be on here if this thing's working. Are you there? Nope, he's not there. Okay, let's try something else here. Oh, this is fun. Here we go. We're going to try it this way. Let's see what happens. Aaron, are you there?
That worked. So much better.
All right. Wow. Is this fun or what? I don't know if we're having problems with Blog Talk Radio because of the storms or if it's because I live up on top of a mountain out in the boonies or if it's the radio gods.
I'm going to blame it totally on Operator Aaron.
Yeah, it's all
It might not be Operator Aaron, but it's a lot more fun to blame it on Operator Aaron.
Well, we're live now. Now, if I okay, oops, we've got our Jersey style girl. She's calling in with the food news. Let's see if we can get her on here with us. Here we go. Press button. It says mute. Okay. Oh wow. Hey, Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, guys. Good morning.
All right.
What's up?
We're going to have a radio show, even if we don't want to.
I was going to grab another cup of coffee. I'm thinking, okay, I don't have to do this now.
Well, I just grabbed one and put some bourbon in mine, so, hey,
I don't
do what you need to do. Well, we're 15 minutes into the show. I don't know what happened here, and I'm assuming we're live out on the airwaves right now. The clock says that we are, but a lot of the buttons on my studio screen aren't working. But let's go ahead and try to do a show anyway. So good morning, everybody. Laurie, do you have some food news for us?
I certainly do. So should I start now?
Well, you know what? Before we get there, I guess we need to bring up the most important thing. How are you out there in New Jersey?
Well, I'm okay. I'm at my brother's, and my parents are here. It's been Grand Central Station. I've been on a couch since this happened, but I'm warm. I have nice homemade meals from my brother and sister-in-law, and all the family keeps popping in. So it's, you know, we just make the most of it because I just want to, before I even get started, I just have to say that my heart is bleeding for all the people who have been affected by this horrific hurricane. I just can't even fathom what they must be going through, and my thoughts and prayers are with all of them because it's just what I see on TV. I mean, I am a witness of these gas lines. It's unbelievable. Sick. My niece's girlfriend sat on the gas line for 6 hours the other day.
Wow.
I know.
I just saw on the news, I was watching Fox this morning, and they say that now New Jersey is going to even odd on the gasoline starting, I guess right now, they said it was going to start at almost around at noon today. So if you have even on your license plate or odd on your license plate, they'll give you gas based on your license plate. Aaron, how old are you?
35.
So you weren't around back in the 70s when we did this, were you?
No.
Oh yeah, well remember that, Laurie? The even odd.
I remember sitting on. I had just gotten my GTO. I had a 66 GTO that I saved my money for. It was beautiful. And I remember sitting on the hood with friends waiting on the line. I absolutely remember it.
I saw it yesterday.
I don't remember being as long as I'm seeing now. I remember the line, but I was sitting there for hours like this. So.
I think that was the 70s or 80s, I believe. But, I saw yesterday where people were actually having, block parties and tailgating parties in line at the gas station.
Well, at least if you got to sit in line at the gas station, make a good time out of it, right?
It's the best.
Right.
Absolutely, Aaron. I agree.
Well, we wish everybody out there who may be listening to the show, who are out there being affected by the storm in New Jersey, New York, and, my gosh, all the other states, too, with the snow and everything else, we wish you the best. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing. I did see that photograph you sent me, Laurie, of the guy with the tree on top of his house. It literally uprooted the tree and landed on top of his house. I'm going to post that on Facebook later this morning, but it is amazing, all those people who have lost their homes and all that. So, yes, mm-hmm. our hearts and prayers mm-hmm. go out to everybody.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, oh, and before I forget, everybody turn your clocks back tonight, 1 hour.
Oh, tonight for an extra hour night. I didn't know that either. All right, thanks for reminding me.
Sure.
Well, let's go to the food news. You got any food news for us?
I sure do. Here's my wine of the week to start. And what we'll do is one of the best buys that I feel for under $10 is, of course, a California Merlot. I'm going to have to up my game and move on to some of these other Merlots, but I'm sticking with this for now. It's called Smoking Moon. And here is the wine review and also the winemaker notes. Did you ever have Smoking Moon? You guys ever have that?
Never had Smoking Moon.
I've been a smoking loon at
times. I'm with you on that one. I have not had it. I'm not a fan of Merlot. So, you know, I don't know if they make other wines.
We're going to have to make you a fan. And it's funny because I'm going to read an article that I found also about Merlot, and you'll see why Merlot is coming back and why you're not a fan, but maybe you will be after this next article. But it says here for the wine review, this ruby-colored wine opens with a mild red currant and black cherry bouquet. On the palate, this wine is medium-bodied, balanced, and easy to drink. And it's so true because I always, if I go to someone's house, I just bring Smoking Moon because most of the time they're going to like it. So it says the flavor profile is a very mild black currant and with a touch of oak and black cherry. The finish is dry and its tannins are gentle. This Merlot is a good value and would be a nice choice with, they said, a bacon burger.
Oh, there you go. Now throw in a bacon burger, I'm with you.
I'm all day. I will have some Smoking Moon Merlot to go with some bacon burger, please.
Hey, I would drink even a white to go with the bacon burger.
So you had it, right? You had it, right, Laurie?
Oh, Smoking Moon?
Yeah, you had this particular wine that you're speaking of.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with everything it says. Mm-hmm.
So do you agree? You agree with everything? Does it affect your palate the way that it's supposed to?
It definitely affected my palate. Any wine affects my palate. As long as I just see a bottle there and I'm saying, oh, okay.
Hey, I agree with that. All right, so I hope that Smoking Loon is listening to our broadcast so they can become a sponsor. And if they would like to become a sponsor, we can talk about Smoking Loon every week.
There you go.
All right, what other stories do you have?
Okay, well, I wanted to read the winemaker notes.
Oh, okay, she's not done.
Right. Moving me on already? It says,
go ahead. Go ahead. This is the Laurie Jersey style wine review. Go ahead.
Oh, and before I forget, I didn't even notice when I logged on to the blog talk to see it. I'm cracking up the way you talked about about me as far as grab a cup of coffee and keep the dogs quiet or something.
Yeah.
And you spelt it the way I say it.
Well, that's how you say it, talking dogs. So. All right, read your
talking dogs up in here.
Yes, talking dogs. Oh, my goodness. At least I don't say gorgeous. I don't
gorgeous.
Do that.
Y'all, okay. Are you going to give us the review?
Here we go. This Merlot is dark garnet in color and has aromas of fresh basil, which I didn't agree with, blueberries, and Bing cherries. With good richness, without being too heavy on the palate, the flavors of fresh cherry pie, I agree with that. That's why you guys would like this. Sweet plum and soft cinnamon spiked with cranberry dressing finishes with notes of rich vanilla French oak, absolutely, and delicate cherry and strawberry flavors. It says this is a versatile wine that can be served with bruschetta over toasted French bread or with salmon or wild rice with toasted almonds. And I definitely agree with the rich French vanilla oak and the delicate cherry flavors.
Wait a minute. Am I missing something? Are we still talking about the bacon burger wine? Or are we talking about a different one now?
No. I gave the wine review, and I'm reading the winemaker notes. You interrupted me when it said move on.
All right. I'd love to know who writes things.
Who does what?
I mean, when I drink wine, Aaron, when you drink wine, do you taste all the little, do you taste basil, cherry pie?
I was about to ask the question. Is that too many flavors in one bottle? because I have no problem with drinking a glass of wine. But again, I'm not a Merlot fan, so I don't know. But that sure does sound like a whole lot of flavors in one bottle. How do you pick that many flavors out? If I couldn't pick that many flavors out, if I'm eating a bacon burger with that glass of wine, where in the world come out? Apple, cherry, soft oak, vanilla, watermelon, strawberries, blueberries, and apricots out of that bottle to go with my glass of wine. I could do it.
And don't forget the basil, too. There's basil in there, too.
Well, Lori said she didn't agree with the basil, so I'm going to let that one slide. I didn't even want to bring that up.
There's no basil. There's no way there's basil in that smoky moon. No.
Oh.
Oh, my. Aaron, actually, what do you like to drink?
I drink Pinot Grigio. I do like a Cabernet Sauvignon, which is probably my only red that I really like. But I'm typically a Pinot Grigio drinker.
Okay. I see you like lighter wines. Then again, you like the Cab, so that's the heavy red, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a little weird, but yeah.
No, it's just everybody has their own taste. So, okay, this is the article I wanted to read about Merlot, and this is why I think I'm curious to get Aaron's take on it. But it says, Merlot is not the four-letter word it once was. In fact, it's rapidly becoming a five-letter word. That word is value. You see, while everybody was going on about not drinking any Merlot, a funny
thing
happened.
Wait a minute. I'm sitting here counting on my fingers. M-E-R-L-O-T 6.
What? I was kind of thinking, what does he mean by that?
Well, the bottom line
Merlot
is a lot of people don't like Merlot. Like Aaron, he doesn't like Merlot. So I guess that some people think it's kind of a cheap wine, and that's why it's known as it's a four letter word.
It doesn't even rhyme with any four letter word that I know. And the four-letter words that I know are not suitable for the radio, but it doesn't rhyme with any of them. I don't think it really fits that category.
But you know, but Aaron, I'm telling you, if you get a chance, look for Smoking Loon. I think it's about $8, and drink it, and then let me know what you think.
I'm going to look, and I'm going to try one. I'm actually going to have to give it a shot. Because it does sound like, and it's got cherry pies and strawberries and vanilla oaks and all that kind of.
You like vanilla flavor? That's my style. I like.
Aaron, next week we'd like to hear your wine review of the Smoking Loon.
My wine review might be a little bit better, not better, but a little bit different than Barney's. My wine review will be: I went through four bottles. I was totally wasted.
It was great. I didn't like it at first, but I loved it after the fourth bottle.
I got through four bottles of it, and I didn't want to eat anything.
Anyway, it says, you see, while everybody was, oh, I talked about that. Okay, yeah, you see, while everybody was going on about not drinking any Merlot, a funny thing happened. The crappy Merlot vineyards stopped producing Merlot. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. It says, this change means that there are still a lot more crappy wines floating around, but the quality of Merlot in the marketplace has been slowly climbing, with prices remaining stable for close to a decade. Quality is up and prices are stable, so what's the problem? You're still telling me you don't like Merlot? Today, that old canard is a sack of horse hockey. That's what it says. Sorry, but that's what it says. I have no idea what that means. Brilliant. You know your horses. What does that mean?
Horse hockey? You don't know what horse... We don't have enough time to discuss horse hockey.
Okay.
Wow.
If you say you categorically don't like Merlot, then you simply don't know Merlot. It's not all fat and chunky and full of creamy chocolate flavors. There's plenty of that around.
Matter of fact, that's how I would describe horse hockey.
That's a perfect explanation of horse hockey.
Read it again.
It says here, today that old canard is a sack of horse hockey.
Okay, but read the part about how to describe the taste again.
They describe it as, if you say you categorically don't like Merlot, then you simply don't know Merlot. It's not all fat and chunky and full of creamy chocolate flavors, so there's plenty of that around. See, I like that.
Oh.
I like the chunky, creamy.
Just a comparison of that statement with horse hockey just turned up.
fat,
chunky, chocolate, creamy flavors. That just, oh. This is a great start to the show, I can tell you.
All right, Mari, keep reading.
Oh, here we go. I love this. And I was actually thinking of some blessed food jewelry of Etsy. Rings, necklaces, earrings, and cufflinks that we love. It says here, call us hipsters if you want. We can take it. But we want you to know that we absolutely love Etsy, E-T-S-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, this e-commerce community of artists, vintage collectors, and general makers of things by hand is one of our favorite places to buy gifts. Not only will you usually find something totally unique, but you're also supporting creative people directly, which is just something we never get tired of. As if we needed another reason to love Etsy, we've stumbled upon their vast treasure trove of food jewelry. And now we are hooked for life. And I have to admit, I just am in love with this jewelry. It says, need a ring shaped like a cake? Estee's got you covered. It looks like a pink birthday cake. And it has a slice taken out of it. And I was thinking of Sunblessed because we love our pink.
Yeah.
It is the cutest ring I ever saw. I have to have it.
Do they have bacon and cheeseburger rings?
They have bacon and egg.
That might be dangerous. I might have issues with the doctor passing jewelry if they have a bacon cheeseburger ring, because I might try to eat the stones off.
Aaron, they have donut cufflinks for guys.
Oh, that's, you know, that's my danger zone right there. You're talking about donuts. That's the one thing I can't say no to. Oh, my kid. I can't say no to any kind of food, but that's the one thing that's really, like, for real, can't say no to.
And you've had donut earrings for girls. They were pink with sprinkles on them.
Cufflinks,
who wears cufflinks?
I can wear cufflinks. Nobody. But I can get away with wearing cufflinks. But I can only imagine girls wearing donut earrings and all of them walking around screaming, looking like crazy, bleeding out of their ears because dudes have bitten their ears off. I don't understand why you would try to wear those.
Oh, my gosh. They have a hot dog necklace. It was the cutest hot dog, and it had sauerkraut on top.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Hot dog. I'm going to need that link, by the way, because I might try to have to get some food jewelry just to taste.
Yeah, I have the link.
Is it etsy.com, E-T-S-Y?
It's ETSY, but then it's actually the link is it's www.kawaiibuddies.com. It's K A W AIIBUDDIES, KawaiiBuddies.com. That's the link that sells the jewelry. But they even had a 6-foot sub necklace. It was the cutest thing. They had steak cufflinks. I like the guy when he wears a dress shirt and cufflinks. I think it's very sexy looking. And they had, it looks like a Flintstone steak. Can you imagine a guy talking and all of a sudden he lifts his arm and he's got a steak cuffling? I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool.
I think you're thinking about the Chippendales with the little black bow tie and everything else, though.
Next article. I have to thank Sunblock again for this next article. Do you guys like pumpkin seeds?
Pumpkin what?
Pumpkin seeds? Aaron, are you awake?
I said pumpkin what? I can't understand what you were saying.
Seeds. S-E-E-D-S.
Seeds.
Pumpkin seeds. I don't understand Jersey. So it's like it was one of those things that kind of threw me off. I thought you were saying pumpkin pink. And I was like, what in the world is a pumpkin seed?
I don't understand Jersey.
You were confusing me, Lori.
Trust me, that's not hard to do. I confuse myself. You have no idea if you slept on a couch and passed around house to house for what? How many days now? But anyway,
I'm surprised that you are still able to function properly at this point. But we are glad. I am glad you are able to function properly at this point. This is very surprising.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, pumpkin seeds. It's the new antidepressant. If you think that pumpkins are only good for carving or maybe a holiday pie, then think again. Pumpkin seeds are not only delicious, they are jam-packed with nutrients and are needed to have a healthy body. They've been used in certain areas of Europe to treat burning disorders. In China, pumpkin seeds are used to ward off depression. And it says here, pumpkin seeds contain the L-tryptophan, an amino acid. Try to say that 3 times. Bet you after having a glass of wine, try to say it. But
easy for you to say.
Yeah, right. An amino acid used to make serotonin, a drug commonly used to treat depression. It says drugs often come with strong side effects because the amount of the L-tryptophan in pumpkin seeds is small. It has similar beneficial effects to serotonin without the negative side effects. So it's rich and peanutty in flavor. Pumpkin seeds can be eaten as a snack or added to soups and salads. You can even grind them up for use in lip snack and good sauces.
Well, I can remember when I was a kid, my dad would always tell me not to eat the watermelon seeds and the pumpkin seeds because you were afraid that you did, you swallow them and you grow a pumpkin or a watermelon inside your belly.
Yes.
So you're telling me it's okay to eat pumpkin seeds.
Okay, yeah, but the watermelon seeds now.
Oh, we love roasted pumpkin seeds. Like we do, take the seeds out and put them in a pan and roast the pumpkin seeds. Love them.
Wow, I'm
about to try that.
Yeah,
out.
Eat them just like you would sunflower seeds, but you eat the whole thing. You just roast them, take the pumpkin seeds, lay them out in a pan, roast them, a little salt and pepper, whatever you want, and just roast them in the oven. And then you have toasted pumpkin seeds. I mean, I can go to the store right around the corner right now, and I can buy a bag full of toasted pumpkin seeds.
You know what? I feel like having that, like, with a little kosher salt and then roasting them. I like that idea.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Right, because I like pumpkin seeds. I haven't had them in years.
So what other things do you got up your sleeve other than pumpkin seeds?
Okay. Melt-proof ice cream. Have you heard of that?
Melt-proof ice cream?
Ice cream, yeah. Is it real? It says. Has science finally come through for us? Has someone finally found a way to make ice cream that won't melt no matter the heat? Says to find out, the team at Japan's Rocket News sent a reporter to China to pick up one of the magical treats, simply called banana, from a local 7-Eleven. This brave journalist sat in the summer heat for hours, carefully cataloging a detailed timeline of the ice cream pop's reaction to the elements, as well as his own. Please do not panic. While Nestle has wrapped this innovative ice cream pop in a thin, seemingly watertight layer of yellow gelatin, the ice cream inside will still turn into soup if you leave it in the hot Chinese sun for 3 hours.
As Oddities Central points out, Nestle may not have invented the first melt-proof ice cream pop, but they certainly made a bunch of money telling people they might have.
All right, I'm confused. So, I'm sure you've never had it because I never have, but does, I mean, is it actually, I guess it's cold like ice cream, but you say it doesn't melt.
It doesn't melt, but I guess after 3 hours in the hot sun, it did.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think that all the fun. I mean, when you eat a popsicle,
does it melt
or you
mouth?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I mean, how does it melt?
Does it melt? I have to swallow a chunk of ice. I can't get it to melt in my mouth and make it delicious and creamy.
Does it stay in your stomach
Yeah, I don't think I like this idea at all.
Why do these people?
Bad. This is freaking me out.
Oh gosh. Yep. Another article coming up. I'd like this. This is I got this from my friend Chef Matt G. It says here, chefs fight fat in their kitchens. Okay. New York top chefs who spend long, late hours preparing meals for others face greater temptation than most mortals to overeat, but they say small portions, healthy snacks, and drinking plenty of water can help keep the weight off. Well, we know that. Like many other Americans, chefs struggle with the battle of the bulge. If he is not careful, Chef Mark Murphy of the Landmark Restaurant in New York admitted, he can nibble on up to 2 plates of French fried potatoes during a busy day at his restaurant. To offset the additional calories, he says he refrains from drinking alcohol. Now, me, I would go for the wine and not have to have the 2 plates of French fried potatoes.
I'd go for both.
Yeah, if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking, you have to know if it's right. So you have to nibble.
Yeah.
You have to. Just go run to the liquor store. Run to the liquor store when you're done cooking, pick up your bottle. Now you've got an exercise and burned off the calories, and you still get to get drunk. I don't know where the confusion is. They don't see a problem.
Aaron, you're a nut.
I agree.
Oh, gosh. But I like that. I like that thought. Yeah, I think I'll run to the liquor store. Anyway, as I tried to do cleanse Monday to Friday, he said during a panel discussion at the New York City Wine and Food Festival. Murphy also uses fresh herbs to cut the amount of oil and butter in his dishes and reduces the temptation to overeat at friends' restaurants. And this is very true, where extra dishes can flow freely from the kitchen by chefs eager to impress, and by letting it be known he wants nothing extra.
But
that's
but
very true.
Isn't the old saying that the you always want to eat the chef is fat?
Yeah, you can't trust the skinny chef.
Right,
you
that's
just can't
right.
trust them. If they're skinny, they're not. There's no way they're sampling everything that they put out, or they just don't enjoy food as much as I do. So you can't trust them.
Well, I eat for a living, and I'm very petite. But see, I do. Excuse me?
How often do you make it to the gym?
I'm sorry. For some reason, you're getting tired.
How often do you make it to the gym?
So make the gym? I don't go to the gym. I actually have a weight room in my home. I do it all the time. I don't kill myself. I never did. Maybe a half
right.
an hour with weights, and then maybe 20 minutes of cardio. Excuse me.
But the point is, if you're already to that point, you have the metabolism that's operating and running and burning the stuff off, you spend half
Absolutely.
An hour a day, every other day, you maintain. You don't add, you don't lose, you maintain. So I mean, that's a good thing. You've got that. But still, the old saying is, and of course, this saying came out long before we understand the science of food and understand the science of exercise and how to burn calories and, you know, what kind of energy it takes to burn the number of calories to lose or gain or maintain.
Right.
But that old adage is, hey, you don't trust the skinny chef. And I'm still a firm believer in it. That's why I will never be skinny. You can always trust what I serve you. Always.
I'll never be skinny. No, but you hit the nail on the head, Aaron. Absolutely. It's hereditary. My mother had 6 children, and she's a little peanut. So it is hereditary. And also, I try to have really good willpower because I've eaten, I mean, I've been writing about Food and Wine for 22 years, and I really do have to, you have to have the willpower. And it's very difficult, you know, especially as we get older, but I just watch. I'm not a big dessert person, but I watch the bread, and I just have to push it away because the chefs want to bring out all their food to taste it. So I do. I taste it, but I have to watch. It's very difficult. And I agree. I think, you know, it's tough for chefs to be thin.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you. I watch the bread too, enter my mouth. So I watch it every day. So I'm with you on that.
You got any more food news, Laurie?
Do
you have any more food news?
Yeah. Oh, you moved me on. Okay. Am I
yes.
rushing? Don't have to
yes.
speed it up.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. More stuff. It took a health scare for Art Smith, the owner of the restaurant Table 52 in Chicago, to change his eating habits. Just before his 50th birthday, he had learned he had type 2 diabetes, the illness that killed his father. So since his disease was diagnosed, the 52-year-old, who occasionally works as the personal chef of President Barack Obama and television personality Oprah Winfrey, he shed 120 pounds by eating smaller meals, taking up running and boxing, and eating healthy snacks. And that's just what it's right. You have to do stuff like that. That's the key. It's a life change. You know, it's a lifestyle change. You don't just, you can't diet. It doesn't work. So,
right.
Okay. I just lost my page here. Oh, here we go. Celebrity U.S. chef Kathy Lee, 31, is also careful about what she eats. From Monday to Friday, she says, I am very disciplined. I try to have 70 to 75% of my plate filled with vegetables, and on Saturday and Sunday she has more fun by adding that she also exercises like a mad person. See,
Who said this?
She's a famous chef. I honestly don't. Celebrity
I
U.S.
You,
chef.
I thought you said Kathy. I'm a Kathy Lee Gifford because I don't think I didn't know. Is she still around?
Yes, she is.
I'm sure she's still around, but I would not have assumed her being a chef ever.
I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening.
That's, well, oh,
that
geez.
Is just not nice.
I wasn't listening?
No, I wasn't. I'm exhausted by the story. This story is
before
like
before we got into anything. I'm sorry. Before we got into any story, you started with bacon burger.
I'm like, move along. I'm tired of this healthy story. Go to something else.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the good one you're going to like. See, we're opposite. I know you like all the chocolate stories. And I like all the health stories. But here we go. Introducing s'mores spaghetti.
All right.
I see. Now you're happy.
See, now I'm listening.
Now we're talking. Okay.
I love this show.
Are you sick and tired of traditional s'mores? Perhaps there just hasn't been as much innovation in the world of chocolate, marshmallow, and graham crackers as you'd like. Well, why not try some s'mores spaghetti? It says brown noodles made of Hershey's chocolate. White
All
ones?
Right. Yes.
I know. The white ones are melted marshmallow, and topping it off are a couple crushed graham crackers. It says the chocolate and the marshmallow noodles are made using agar powder. It's a vegetable gelatin. So for people who don't know what that is, agar or agar, I mean, maybe I'm saying it wrong. And it can be used to turn liquids into gels. So the cooking process involves melting the chocolate and the marshmallows in separate bowls, and then you combine each one with a little bit of water, some milk, and 2 grams of agar powder.
All right. See, now you're talking my kind of stories.
Oh, see, and it says here, the great thing about agar powder is that it's completely tasteless, so when biting into the s'mores spaghetti, all you'll taste are just the flavors of the chocolate and the marshmallow. So, yes,
great.
Brilliant. I need like that. Oh, this next article, I have to admit, I was cracking up, of course, but it says, man drives truck into Taco Bell window over missing taco.
Okay.
I've actually done this, I think. Hey, Aaron, pay attention.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm looking for chocolate right now. Just kidding.
No, in minute. You're running. You're running to the liquor store to get the smoking loon.
No. Not yet. I've had too much Pinot Grigio already this morning, so smoking loon will have to be later this evening.
Well, just guys, when you go to a fast food, just promise that you won't open the. I mean, you won't leave and then go home and open your bag. We don't want you running into a Taco Bell with your truck.
I've actually done that. I just recently went to Jack in the Box. Speaking of that, and you go to the drive-through, and I said I wanted two cheeseburgers, large fry, and an iced tea. Okay. So of course you didn't understand what I said the first time, so I had to repeat it. I go to pay my bill. They hand me the bag. I go down the road. I had two cheeseburgers, two tacos, and a Dr. Pepper.
How do you go from
iced tea to Dr. Pepper and large fry to two tacos?
Well, did you take your truck and run it back?
No, I ate it.
Well, it says here, a missing taco inspired enough rage for a Huber Heights, Ohio man to ram his truck into a Taco Bell window. Thankfully, no one inside the Taco Bell was hurt. Please understand how hard we are trying to not make any Gone Loco for Doritos Loco jokes. Local police found the man, Michael Smith, rather quickly as he drove his busted car away immediately and leaked engine fluid all the way home.
He left the trail. He was like Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It says the Huber Heights police, Sergeant Chris Cash from the told Fox 8 Cleveland, Ohio, that we've had all kinds of vehicles into houses and businesses, and it's always been an accident. It's always been an impairment. But usually people don't run into Taco Bell initially just for a missing taco. It says, lesson learned. Let's all be sure to check our drive-through bags before we drive away.
Well, I didn't, but I ate it anyway. Well, as usual, you always have great stories. You know what? By the way, speaking of great, have y'all noticed I say great a lot? I'm always like, it's like great story, great music.
That's your crutch, great, your clutch.
It's like great. I sound like freaking Tony the Tiger. It's great. Like anybody got a new word other than great?
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous?
Fantabulous.
Why not? Let's get crazy with it. For the longest time, my word was phenomenal. I was stuck. That was my crutch word. It was phenomenal. So I just started changing, making it into crazy words. And now I'm just making words as I go.
I like that. Because, you know, I have to use that word phenomenal a lot. Now that I think about it, I use that a lot.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Like a word. I use it all the time. Oh, man, that was phenomenal. And then I go from phenomenal to fantastic. Ah, man. This is one of those things. That, you know, fantastic. Why not just change them up? That was fantastic.
Well, we have to move forward. We actually have another caller calling in. Our next guest is the mystery guest. And I think I'm going to play a quick song. And then, hey, Laurie, don't go anywhere because you'll like this mystery guest. And, Aaron, you can go wherever you want to go. We'd like you to stay if you'd like. And,
I'm here, man.
Hey. All right, I'm actually going to play one of the songs from our upcoming guest at 9:30. His name is Bo Porter, and his song is called Speak Your Mind, and he gives a little advice. You like to speak your mind, right, Aaron?
You know that I'm a mind speaker.
You're a mind speaker. Well, in his song called Speak Your Mind, we're going to play here. He gives us a little advice, which we probably should all take this advice. So hang tight. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll bring on our mystery guest. We'll be back here in about 2.5 minutes. And by the way, guys, I can't put you on hold, so no talking while the song is on because all your mics are live because the system's still not working. So everybody be very, very quiet. We're hunting rabbits, and I'm going to play the song Speak Your Mind by Bo Porter.
Speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now bite your tongue, but don't say nothing. don't bear push that button. Liquor's talking, but you said it. Open your mouth and you're gonna regret it. Now me and my gal went out the other night. I started drinking, hell, I got tight. That's when she asked me what I thought about her mother. I opened my mouth and, oh, brother, speak your mind, but not while you're drinking. Liable to say just what you're thinking. Keep the peace and just get along. You might be right, but it could go so wrong. Now,
in the sticks. I really in an orchard.
By the way, say hello to our new co-host, Aaron. You guys have never met, I don't think.
Aaron, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Carol keeps us straight. She's the one behind the scenes, and if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have a radio show. And thank you, Carol, for all that you do for us to just keep this thing flowing and promote us on your site, on your Facebook page, and bringing all the great talent and helping us out. And I figured it would be a good time to just come in and talk about your farmers markets and how was this past year in the farmer market business there in your area.
Well, the whole farmers market industry has really grown a lot. And this last year, the whole concept of eating local has really kind of overtaken the concept of food that was organic the previous few years. And we have so many really wonderful growers in this area. And it's something that I really enjoy getting to meet the producers. And that's one thing. I get to be the manager, I get to be the vendor, and I get to be the customer at our markets. So it's really something I enjoy.
Well, now, is the market has ended now? Is because it runs from what? From like early what, May until October, or
April,
what?
April through October generally. And we still have other markets that are year round, but our own local markets finished in October.
And so business is booming this year?
Yes, and we have so many. I'm really fortunate because anything that you can think of that's like a gourmet food is produced right here locally. The farmstead cheeses, olive oils, I live right in the middle of almond and walnut orchards. And it's something right now that they're just finishing up the harvesting and the entire.
Losing your phone. We're losing your phone connection because you're out there.
I know. I'm out here in the sticks. I have to. I can't make a move.
What a nice surprise! And you know, I love you so much. And you really are just such a beautiful soul. I mean, the things you post on my page. Sometimes, you know, with my life lately, taking care of my parents and stuff, it's pretty hectic for me to find the time these days to go on Facebook. And when I do, and sometimes I'll open my page, and you have the most beautiful posts there, and it just puts such a big smile on my face. And I am really blessed to have you as a friend, really. I mean, we've become close, I guess, the past year or so. We've been friends. I didn't realize, but we've been friends a very long time on Facebook, but getting closer and closer.
I know.
And it's just so nice. And, really, you just are such a dear, and I'm just so glad that you're my friend. So thank you. This is such a nice surprise to finally hear your voice.
That's true.
Well, she was a little nervous, Laurie, about coming on the show, but I told her she'd be fine, and we'd make it easy for her.
You never know. You're doing a great job.
Oh, coming on the show with this group of clowns should be easy, Carol. That's no problem.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep my dog quiet. I was laughing when you put quiet the dog, because everybody that knows me knows Buster, and he sits right under my desk chair, and he's been whimpering because he wants me to do something. I'm trying to keep the dog quiet.
If it makes you feel better, I've got my dogs outside the door right now, and they're crying. They keep scratching on the door. So I deal with that every Saturday, so don't worry about that.
I deal with it all the time. My dog Brisket. My dog's name is Brisket, and that joker does nothing but whine. He could be sitting there with his head in my lap just whining because I'm not putting my hands on him.
Exactly. Wow.
We wanted to have you on. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry, but
other
guest is calling in, and we've actually started the show late today because of technical difficulties, but we wanted to have you on the show, and we appreciate all that you do for us, and we really could not do the show without you, and we just wanted to say thank you, and I wish there was more we could do for you. Just you keep doing what you're doing, and the show keeps growing, and keep sending all the great people to us, and we'll keep trying to do this every Saturday.
Yes, we will. And Lori, tell everyone there that we're thinking about you when they're doing telethons, raising funds, sending people that are trained for rescue from California, and we're thinking about you, and our
Thank
prayers are with
so
you.
Thank you so much. Okay, love
Thank
you.
Carol. Thank you very much, Carol. And see,
all
that
right.
wasn't so bad. We appreciate all your help, and you take care. And Laurie, I'm going to also let you go. Thank you, and take care out there in New Jersey, and hope the power comes back on and you guys start getting gas and everything gets back to normal soon.
Back to normal, yes. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Laurie.
Take care.
Bye, Aaron. Bye, Brilliant. Bye, guys.
All right, Aaron, it's you and me, and I'm going to try to push some buttons here and see if we can get the ladies off the line here. I'm flying blindly over here because literally I'm having to push buttons and not sure where they are because it's not on my screen. But anyway, Bo Porter is our next guest. He's coming on here shortly if I can get him on the line here. And that was the song that we played a little while ago with Bo Porter. I'm going to play another one. And before I do, Aaron, do you know what Mexican lettuce is?
Mexican lettuce. No.
Well, listen to the words of the song. If you lived here in California, you would know what Mexican lettuce is. So hang tight. I'm going to play Bo Porter's song. It's called Mexican Lettuce, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes after the song to talk to Bo.
Amen.
Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. I twisted up a fatty just the other day. In no time at all, I was miles away. Drifting along over some little place. I think it was New Braunfels with a smile on my face. Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Mexican lettuce ain't real hard to find. I usually get it from a good friend of mine. But if you're making a trip to the Mexican border, would you mind picking up a little thing that I ordered now? Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. A little piece in some cellophane. Had no way to smoke it, man, that was lame. I wanted this little piece of bud in my hand, so I dented and poked a hole in a can. Mexican lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. Makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Go now. Lettuce makes me feel so fine. I like it with a little sangria wine. Keep your tequila and your whiskey too. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you. Oh, Mexican lettuce, I love you.
Mexican lettuce. Now do you know what Mexican lettuce is, Aaron?
Yep, and I haven't had to dent a can and poke a hole in it since I was in high school. But yeah, huge fan. This Bo is right up my alley. I mean, he's talking directly to me.
Yeah, I remember going out fishing, bass fishing, and back in Virginia, a little place called Back Bay, and we had cans with holes in it. I won't go any further, but we did more Mexican lettuce than we did fishing.
Yeah, that's pretty normal, I think. Come back with everything except the fish.
Well, we're supposed to have Bo Porter on here, but I don't know if he's not able to get through because someone keeps calling and it's not going through for some reason. So you and I are stuck for the moment without our guest, and unless I can press a few buttons here. And now there's someone calling, which I assume is our guest. So anyway, while we're waiting, how did your barbecue competition go last weekend?
Well, we ended up 12th place overall, which was pretty nice. 26 teams, 12th overall, wasn't too bad. We did get a 10th place call in pulled pork, which is the first pulled pork call that we've gotten to stage. So that was nice.
When's your next one?
I think we're doing Perry. It's a Florida Barbecue Association event. I think that's in like two or three weeks, maybe the week after Thanksgiving, or I think. So it's coming up soon. I think that's the last one we're doing of the season until the beginning of next year.
Now, Baxter's Originals is the person who's supporting and sponsoring the group that you have put together?
Well, it's really his group. It's his team. We're on the team together.
Okay.
So it's me and Baxter. From time to time, his brother comes with us. Does it for the GBA events with us, and he's kind of a pork loin master. But yeah, I mean it's our little team. He's got some friends from Fitzgerald that come from time to time, and we just make a big party out of the weekend, hanging out by the cooker and.
Like you said last week, that's what it's all about anyway, is the camaraderie, the drinking, the party, and there's a little bit of barbecue that's thrown in on the side, I think.
Yeah, the barbecue's all the barbecue, it's a barbecue event, but the barbecue is actually just a side note. For our team anyway. Some teams take it real serious. Well, I mean, we take it serious, but really it's just being able to hang out.
Hey, by the way, too, on a different subject, what did Hank Bob do for Halloween?
On actual Halloween day, absolutely nothing. here's the thing. Hank Bob doesn't like to go out on costume days. Cause that's too easy. it's the non-costume days that Hank Bob likes to get out about. Go around town, try to get people to help him find dental floss in the gas station, you know, that kind of stuff. It's really the only time to get out and about.
And by the way, too, I just want to let you know, I'm jumping around different subjects that we talked about last week. When I went to the store last week to find the, what do you call it, the blueberry, the Count Chocula, and the Frankenberry,
uh-huh.
I looked up and down the aisles, and there is no such thing as pumpkin pie cereal, but I think that's something that we may want to work on because after we talked
delicious.
About last week, now I got a craving for it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious. I went and got pumpkin spice creamer for my coffee just because I can't have pumpkin cereal. So I was thinking, why not just get loose with it, get some Apple Jacks, mixing my pumpkin spice creamer with the milk. Now I got pumpkin pie, apple pie flavored cereal.
I like it.
It's fantastic. It's great, but it is not pumpkin pie cereal. But it works. It works. You put some Apple Jacks with some pumpkin spice creamer mixed with your milk. Oh yeah, fantastic.
I think we should check it out. And speaking of that, I decided to do a contest for the listeners. Since I went out and bought these three boxes of cereal that I'm probably not going to eat, I'd love to, but I'm not going to. I think I'm going to give them away. So I came up with this idea for a contest this week. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away the three boxes of cereal, the Boo Berry, the Frankenberry, and the Count Chocula, and also a free coffee mug. We got new coffee mugs that are coming in, by the way, so since we've made some changes on the show. But we're going to give three lucky listeners a gift of a box of cereal and a mug. And what we're going to do is it's going to be a limerick contest. And for those who don't know what a limerick is, a limerick is like this. There once was a man from Madrid whose car went into a skid. He went for the brake. He hit the gas by mistake, and that was the last thing he did. If you can write a limerick, and a limerick basically, if you don't know what it is, look it up. If you write a limerick regarding Brilliant Ideas Radio, I want you to post it to my Facebook page, which is just go to Facebook and punch in Gray and Ideas, the top three limericks, and we're going to be choosing it. It's going to be Laurie, Aaron, and myself judging the limericks. The top three will be sending you the free items I mentioned, the cereal and the coffee mugs. All you have to do is write a unique limerick about Gray and Ideas Radio. We're going to let this contest go for the whole week. We'll be talking about it on Facebook, getting people to participate who may not have heard the show or that they'll come and listen to the show. So put on your thinking caps and your creative ideas, and if you see if you can put together a limerick, and Aaron, you can't participate. You can write a limerick you like. I'll send you a coffee mug anyway. But everybody out there, put your thinking caps on. Write a limerick about Gray and Ideas Radio, and the top three winners will be sending you a gift, and it'll be going all week long. And I was going to crack open the box of the Boo Berry and the Count Chocula, but I said, nah, I'm going to give it away. Since they're such collector's items, I figure we'll give them away to the listeners.
You know, here's the crazy thing. You know, I didn't go immediately after because we had the competition and then get home and then get back home being exhausted, so I didn't go to Sunday, go to the store Sunday. We didn't go shop Monday. I finally get into the store until Wednesday. By the time I got to the store on Wednesday, after hearing that story, I got into the store Wednesday, there's literally entire sections of the cereal aisle that are missing. And I know that that's where those three cereals were. I haven't been able to get my hands on because there's not any anywhere.
So they had a special display at the Albertsons where I used to go to shop, and it was like a special cardboard deal they had set up for just the cereal.
Right.
And there was only about, I don't know, 10 boxes each left, and it was completely cleared out. So that is brilliant marketing that these people have come up with to have that come out only in October. And then once it's gone, it's gone. So
it's gone for a year. Yeah, it's genius.
So it's a great, unique way of doing it. So we're going to be giving away the three boxes we have here. And the lucky winners, good luck. Send us your limericks and send them to my Facebook page, and let's see how this contest goes. And I still can't get our guest on here. I'm assuming that's him calling, but it keeps flashing on my screen and then disappearing. But I'm going to play another one of his songs in the meantime. And let's see. Let's go with the song's called Don't Flip. And this is Bo Porter. We'll be back here after the song plays, and hopefully we'll have him on as a guest. If not, then I guess Aaron and I are going to keep babbling along for the next 15 minutes. All right, everybody hang tight. Bo Porter, Don't Do It.
Don't do it. Don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. But why you want to break my heart? Love to you was just a game. I wish I'd known that before I gave you my name. The game's all over, so what'll we do? I ain't leaving, baby, how about you? Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. But why you wanna break my heart? You laughed at me and called me names. Told everyone I'm the one to blame. Even said you don't love me no more. But don't you walk out that door. Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? You dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Don't do it, don't you dare do it. Why would you even put my poor heart through it? I've been good to you right from the start. Oh, why you wanna break my heart? Why you wanna break my heart? Why you wanna break my heart?
And that was Bo Porter, Don't Do It. He's supposed to be our guest, but because of technical difficulties, I guess we're not going to have him on today. If you like his music and want to find out more about Bo Porter, you can go to his website, which is real simple, boporter.com. There's a link here on the show page. Just click and go. And he's been around for a while. He's got an interesting twist on music. I think he sounds kind of like Mac Davis and Jimmy Buffett combined, but I'm not sure if that's a compliment for him or not, but I like his music. It's unique and kind of old school country. What do you think, Aaron?
Man, I don't know if that's a compliment, but it sure is an accurate description, I can tell you. I dig his music. I'm a fan from song one.
Yeah, he's got really good music, and unfortunately, it's a shame he can't be on the show, but you know what? We must move forward and do the best we can. I'll keep playing his. I'll play another one of his songs at the end, which is called Real Good Day. But sorry, Bo. We will try to get you on some other time if you're out there listening. And you got any big plans, Aaron, for Thanksgiving that's coming up in a few weeks?
Yeah, we do. We do kind of a big deal with the family. You know, at my parents' house, and everybody gets together and just kind of spend the day, and that's where we kind of do this crazy thing for the whole family, because we get together Thanksgiving, we get together Christmas, and we all draw names on Thanksgiving of who we're supposed to get for in the family. So that way, you know, because it gets expensive. At this time, not everybody has a whole lot of money to spend. So,
right.
I got a big family. It gets expensive to try to buy gifts for everybody. So we all get together. We draw names on who we're going to gift for. You just buy a gift for that person, and then we all spend our money buying gifts for all the kids. So that way, our kids have crazy big Christmas, and you know, the adults all get a gift, you know, from someone, and it's just so everyone gets to participate. It's just a lot of fun, and it's we have a lot of fun doing it. It doesn't cost everybody every penny they have to try to, you know, be able to participate in Christmas. So.
Well, I don't know if you saw my post on Facebook. I bought turkey for 49 cents a pound yesterday at the Fresh and Easy, and I was debating what to do with, you know, I was going to wait till Thanksgiving, but I decided I'm cooking the quote-unquote Thanksgiving turkey today on the grill. I can't
nice.
Wait. So I said, well, you know, what the heck, who says pilgrims say I can't cook my turkey till Thanksgiving? I decided to cook it this weekend, and if it's good, I'm going to go back and get some more at 49 cents a pound.
Oh, yeah, 49 cents a pound, I would have turkey every weekend. I mean,
yeah,
it's one of those things, man. You get it that cheap, why not?
Yeah, why not? And I'm actually going to make myself some barbecue boozer vodka and cranberry sauce to go with it and see what I can come up with my turkey creation. I'll post it on Facebook later this evening or probably more like tomorrow because it's going to take about 4 or 5 hours worth to cook on the grill.
Yeah.
Have you ever grilled turkey?
I've grilled turkey. I've smoked turkey, fried turkey, baked turkey. I mean, we've made turkey any kind of way. And then I've baked turkey, fried turkey, and then put it in the smoker.
Wow.
And opposite directions. Like, bake the turkey, put it in the smoker, and then take it out of the smoker and drop it in the fryer. I've done it opposite directions.
Really?
You know,
oh,
yeah.
You just cover all the bases with that one.
Well, the upside is you can get it cooking fast in the oven. Put it
right.
in the smoker, you get a little bit of smoke flavor, and then you drop it in the fire to get crisp outside.
Huh.
So you have that smoked flavor, but it's super juicy and tender because you baked it in the oven, which locked in all the juices. Put it in the smoker to get the smoke flavor, and then drop it in the fire to crisp it up. So it's juicy and tender on the inside, no dry white meat, crispy on the outside, but you have a little smoky flavor.
I'm going to have to try that out. People, I tell people I want to grill a turkey. They don't understand how you do it. Real simple. You just like you would a chicken. Now, some people do that beer can chicken, but I don't really like that as well. What I do is when I cook a bird, whether it be chicken or turkey, you just baste it like you would normally. You put it into the oven and you get your coals going. And you got to have a lot of charcoal because you're going to be cooking it for about 4 or 5 hours, depending on the size of the turkey. But you just lay that sucker there on his back and let it cook real slow and adjust your dampers and just keep the heat kind of nice and easy until it gets to, the magic number I look for is like 165, 170 degrees when you start putting on the soft and let it stay there for about another 15 or 20 minutes, and voila, you have a grilled turkey. It's always kind of hard on the bottom, but who eats the back anyway, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do a whole lot of that anyway. I did hear of, which I don't know, my dad has tried it. I haven't tried it, but taking that same principle for your grilled turkey and wrapping it in butcher's paper.
Huh.
So, or even a brown paper bag from the grocery store and wrapping it in that paper, which allows all the juices. I mean, it kind of locks it all in, and it doesn't actually burn the turkey. Like, you don't get any super, super cooked spots because the butcher paper interferes.
I did that a few years ago, and I wrapped it in tinfoil, but it wasn't as good when I put it in tinfoil. It didn't crisp it up the way I like on the outside. No.
Yeah, you do that. You wrap it for you get it locked in, then wrap it in foil and let it roll for a couple hours in the foil, and then take it back out of the foil, put it back on the grill to get that crisp. You know, finish it up with it on the grill out of the foil.
Well, people who haven't tried it, it's actually very simple. You just got to make sure you keep your heat kind of low because you don't want to have it, you know, flaming up on you and have a crispy bird that you can't eat. But it works out good, and it comes out really juicy. Starting to sound like water.
Juicy.
It comes out juicy, and it's really good. And we've actually been able to run out the time clock here. We got 5 minutes left, and sorry about that, Bo, that you didn't make it on the show, but we'll try you again later. We love your music, and also everybody out there listening, don't forget about the contest. Write us a limerick about Grillin' Ideas Radio. Make it funny. Do whatever you want to do. We're going to choose a winner. We'll be asking people to post their limericks this week on the Facebook page, and three lucky winners will win some cereal and a coffee mug. And next week is the week of the 10th. We have Saber Ricci is going to be joining us. Saber Ricci is, I guess, the chef to Jenny McCarthy. She's been out written a couple of books. She's going to be a monthly contributor to the show, and she's coming on to talk about recipes for love. And we got Katarina coming on next week to talk about Thanksgiving desserts. And, of course, Laurie with her food news. And then we've got the Annapolis Food Group, is, I guess, the term I'll call them. It's a group of people, a bunch of foodies that get together in Annapolis, Maryland, about every 6 or 8 weeks. And there's a whole ton of them from Facebook. They all gather and they bring food. And we're going to have a conversation with them next week. So it's going to be kind of a full show. And then also, Aaron, are you listening now? Emily Ellen will be joining us. Emily's been busy with some new projects and Food Network and some other things that I can't tell because I'll get shot if I tell what's going on. But she's going to be joining us also on the show. Yeah, I'm not going to give away the secret, but she's going to be joining our show. Do what?
Don't play with my emotions. You can't tease me like that.
Well, she'll be able to share
on,
with
pass
us.
Out.
She'll be able to share with us what she's been doing, but I guess she's sworn to secrecy. But she's going to be a monthly contributor to our show, too, and we welcome her to the show. And I guess looks like we're going to run out of time here. I'm going to play the last song. Do you have anything else you want to add, Aaron, before we say goodbye?
No, I'm good, man. It was a fun time. Look forward to next week.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thank you, partner, and everybody have a good day. And I'm going to play Bo Porter's song, Real Good Day, as we close out. We'll see you next Saturday. Everybody have a great time. And those out there on the East Coast, we hope everything turns out better for you and everything gets back to normal. Everyone have a real good day.
Wake up in the morning, get coffee going, go out and see if my maters are growing. Water them good before the sun gets high, eat a little something, kiss my wife goodbye. Oh yeah, gonna have a real good day. Ride down the road with an easy mind, I left plenty early, I got lots of time. I might get lucky, hit every green light, and if I do, I'm just a living right. Oh yeah, gonna have a real good day. A real good day, just a state of mind. Roll with the flow, get left behind. Well, I'm telling you, friend, there ain't nothing to it, just to make up your mind and go on and do it. Oh, 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 have a real good day. Do, do, do. Gonna hurry home for loving and petting. I might get lucky if I play my cards right. It could turn out to be a real good night. Oh yeah, uh-huh, I said a real good night. A real good night, just a state of mind. Roll with the flow, or get left behind. I'm a-telling you, friend, there ain't nothing to it, just to make up your mind and go on and do it. Oh, have a real good night. A real good day. Oh, just a state of mind. Roll with the flow, or get left behind. I'm a-telling you, hoss, there ain't nothing to it, just roll up your sleeves and go do it. Oh, have a real good day.